Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Dozens of South Koreans are meeting North Korean relatives they've not seen in more than 60 years in a series of highly emotional reunions. The brief encounters are the first official family meetings to be held for 3 years and reflect a thaw in relations between the Koreas. The 89 South Koreans, many of whom are now elderly and frail, were separated from their relatives by the Korean War. Among those chosen for the reunion is 91-year-old Lee Geum-sum, who meet her son for the first time since 1950.
I'm sure I won't recognize him. He was 3 when we were separated, and now he's 71. I want to ask him how he's lived all these years, whether he was raised by a new mother or whether his father raised him on his own.
New Venezuelan banknotes are to be issued later as the government tries to tackle an economic crisis. The monetary authorities will, in effect, slash 5 zeros from Venezuela's ailing Bolivar currency in an effort to stem hyperinflation. Here's Katie Watson.
Critics say this overhaul is nothing more than a facelift that fails to address Venezuela's grave economic problems. Not only will the new sovereign Bolivar shed 5 zeros, but it will also be backed by the Petro, a cryptocurrency that investors have called a sham. There's little understanding of how these changes will work in practice. Over the weekend, people were bulk buying supplies, unsure of what the next few days would bring. Their confusion was compounded by an announcement last week that the minimum wage would be increased by more than 3,000%.
Officials in Afghanistan's Kunduz province say around 150 people were abducted by Taliban militants who stopped 3 buses and took the passengers away at gunpoint. Most of them have been freed by the security forces. Here's Ambarasan Etirajan.
The passengers were travelling from Afghanistan's Takhar province to the capital, Kabul, to meet their families for the festival of Eid al-Adha when Taliban fighters abducted them. A local official said security forces had managed to rescue most of the passengers, though more than 20 people were still being held hostage. One of the released passengers said the Taliban were trying to find out whether soldiers or government officials were travelling on the buses they had stopped. The incident comes the morning after the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a conditional 3-month ceasefire with the Taliban.
World News from the BBC.